Hey, welcome everybody to Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson. We're in the studio today with the bearded one, Josh Toppness.
With a fishing reel in your hand.
I've got a fishing reel
here. You were wanting to go fishing.
You've greased this bad boy up for me. It's running good. Yeah. Big League Fishing, man. You know what? I better start fishing like a big leaguer. If I'm not, I'm going to change the name of the show to Minor League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson.
Or just hopefully fishing.
Really?
Hopefully fishing.
Well, you notice we don't say anything about catching.
No. So, we are totally honest on this show.
You've done something. What'd you do with your beard? You trimmed it a little bit.
Trimmed everything. I got my hair cut.
You got your hair's cut. You got a kind of a, I don't know what that look is right there. I don't know. That's what everybody's doing. You know, they're cutting all this stuff out around here, and they're just having this little, it's.
My dad used to tell me that was a kind beard.
Yeah, it's a kind you find on a donkey's butt is what that is right there. We allowed to say that on the radio?
I think so. We just did.
Well, the show's starting out good.
We'll get to you in a little bit.
This will be Big League Camping episode number.
We'll get to you in just a little bit. Well, we'll find out what your high schooling's been doing lately, because I'm kind of out of the mix right now. But as we do our show today, we come with kind of heavy hearts because we lost one of our buddies.
Oh, man, that's terrible news. Worst news I've had gotten in a while. And old Donnie Flynn, good buddy of ours, always called you cousin, didn't he?
Yep.
But I fished against Donnie for years, back in the old South Central, back in the 80s, I guess, when I first met him. And back there in the old South Central tournaments. And always down there at Cumberland.
Always.
Always greet you, always smile on his face. Good day or bad day.
Call me cuz, because what we found out that both of us had been through our cancers, and we'd both been doing well, so we kept checking up on each other to see how we were doing. And then I'd get down. He wasn't afraid to tell me. He'd say, I'll catch him back up in the creek. He was always catching him back up in the creek.
Yeah, he always told us that, didn't he?
Yeah. And,
good fella.
But we great lost fella. Him. They had a little accident down there, and we want to wish the best to his son, who broke his back and both his legs, I believe. They had a lot of fog down on the lake, and they had an accident, and Donnie
people
didn't.
Be careful in that fog, because fog is the fisherman's worst enemy, in my opinion. It's my worst enemy, whether I was tournament fishing on the tour or whether around here. You and I have been out a few times. In fact, there was a boating accident a few years ago when you and I were in a.
That's right.
It wasn't us, but we were fishing, and of course, everybody said, let's idle to our first spot, remember that, and all we heard was boats running, and you can't see anybody, and GPSs are great, and they're wonderful. But they don't tell you if there's somebody in front of you or somebody behind you.
And I will never, you and so I will just idle out across the lake, and I don't, I will never do that again.
No.
Because the boat that got hit that day was only 15 feet off the bank.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody came that didn't know where they were going. And
just, the fog is just. The
fog got them,
You can't see, you know, so just be extra careful.
And GPS does a lot of good stuff, but you know what they need? On a golf cart, they have this that'll locate the other golf carts.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody'd have to have them on there to
see. Yeah, you'd have to have them on there. But I still don't trust that stuff that much.
Well, I don't
know. I fished a BFL tournament. No, I take that back. It was one of those BASS Open tournaments I had a few years ago, series tournaments. And we were on Lake Chickamauga, and I drew another guy that had a boat. We were both boaters, and he insisted on using his boat. And I really didn't care. He said he lived right there in Dayton, Tennessee. And I said, okay, we'll go. And, you know, he agreed to let me fish some of my spots. We were struggling. So we take off that morning. We come out of the creek, and as soon as we got to the main lake, we headed up toward Watts Bar, about 2 miles up to the river, fog bank, just instant. You know how they do. You can see it coming. Well, he was pouring it to it, man. Made a turn, went over behind an island in a little old creek in there, and zoomed around. I've been in it a million times, knew exactly where we were at. I finally reached over and hit him on the arm. I said, buddy, you know, we're not in that big a hurry, are we? And he shut her down. It made him mad. He said, are you scared? Am I scaring you? I said, absolutely. He said, buddy, I live here. I know this lake like the back of my hand. I said, well, I've been in here, and I can run us in and out of here myself. I said, but it don't tell you if somebody's in front of you fishing or if somebody's going, or if there's a log or anything. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we shut down and fished for probably 15 minutes, and I heard a little boat motor. Here come a man and a woman crappie fishing across that little bay. I said, that's what I was talking about right there. You had no idea if they was going to be there in our way, you know. So you just have to, boy, fog is just so dangerous.
And knowing Donnie, you know he was careful as
he could be. Oh, I guarantee that. I'm not saying, saying that at all. Just watch the fog. It's just so tragic.
It is. But losing him, you know, and that kind of, it wakes you up. I remember I was in Cincinnati all weekend broadcasting the Reds games. And so I guess the first reports went out to keep the Flynn family in your prayers. And a lot of people were calling me and texting me. And I know our buddy David Bond said, well, I knew it wasn't Doug because I was sitting there watching him on TV at the Reds game. But there's a lot of people, even my boss at Central Bank, called, texted me and said, is everything okay with your family? And I text him back and said, as far as I know, is there something going on I don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
And then about that time I heard from you and you mm-hmm. told me about it. So anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to Donnie and his
family.
Such
a wonderful guy. I mean, he's a top-notch person. Can't say enough.
He's the reason why we all fish tournaments, is because you're around such a quality person like that.
Absolutely.
Last time I saw him, not in a tournament, we were shooting a KET special. I was doing the Striper show down there on Cumberland. And he was down there with one of his grandkids.
Oh, yeah. Loved his grandkids.
Oh, he loved,
loved his grandkids.
Had them in the boat, and they'd been out fishing a little bit. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
but going to miss him. And so we dedicate this show to him today. Mm-hmm. And for all the guys that are out there fishing, man, just take your time and remember how – don't take for granted that you're out there getting a chance to
Absolutely.
Do this.
Absolutely.
So anyway – So we're going to talk a little bit today about I've had a little experience up with the Reds, and I'll be darned if they haven't – they swept Milwaukee
they
these
sure
last 3 days.
They sure did. And I saw you in a suit and tie.
I know. Is that scary?
And I said – and I texted you on that too.
Yeah,
I
you
said,
did.
I said, maybe you look handsome in that suit and tie, but I said you look better in a bass fishing jersey.
That's right.
I retweeted the picture.
Did you?
Did you?
Just because I wanted to keep it.
Hey, remember, I still got one of you too, the mug of yours. So listen, if you want to play games, we can play games now. Matter of fact, we're doing the show the other night, and you like this, Josh. We're doing a show on beards because all the players today are wearing beards, seems like. And they asked me, he said, did you ever grow a beard when you played ball? And I said, no, I couldn't. I said, matter of fact, if they told me, Doug, you're automatically going to make the big leagues, all you got to do is grow a beard. I'd say, well, I've never been there. So they pulled out this picture of me after I got traded from Cincinnati over to New York with my big fro.
Oh, gosh.
They said, well, obviously it wasn't any trouble growing it on your head. And they were right.
They were right.
All right, we got more to talk about when we come back here. You're listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Meade from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top-quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Guess what? We're back. They didn't take us off the air.
That's it.
Big League Fishing is back at you. Hope you're doing good, everybody. We're having a big time here. I'm trying to answer something. What?
Of course, it's been this past week, but my grandbaby turned 13 this past week.
There's no
Can
way.
You believe that?
No.
My little sweet
little Bailey. My
buddy, my number one buddy, she up and growing up on me.
She is.
She
and
she
you know what
less and less to do with me
you
too.
Know what?
And more and more, you know.
You know what scares me about her though?
What's that?
She's gonna be like you.
How's that?
Well, a lot of ways. She spends a lot of time with you.
Yeah, she's a prankster.
And your daughter's a lot like you too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, I mean,
but they'll survive.
I know. They will survive. Hey, bearded one, where were you this past week?
As far as last night.
As far as last night?
Lexington Christian, Lexington Catholic.
Ooh, big one there.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with the way that things have been going, Lexington Christian, the talk of the town, everybody says that they have a chance at a two-way championship.
How about that?
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
I can't tell you who won.
Okay.
Because, you know.
I know.
It's a little hard.
Privacy. We signed a sworn statement here that we can't give out the future.
But I will tell you that next week, I will be doing Madison Central at Frederick Douglass.
Uh-huh. Hey, have you seen Scott County yet?
I have not seen Scott County, but they look pretty good. But here's the thing that's kind of a little bit weird about Scott County. They went down to the wire with Lafayette. You know who shut out Lafayette? Lexington Catholic.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they that good? Didn't Lexington Catholic or was a Lexington Christian one that's already played Trinity or somebody?
Well, Lexington Catholic played Covington Catholic, and they got stomped. They got stomped really badly.
Lexington Catholic did?
Yeah, and it was I believe it was 48-0 or something along those
lines.
Holy
mackerel.
But then the very next week, come back and shut out Lafayette. That was huge.
You know, it's the beauty of high school football, man. It's just...
Of course, the air feels like football. I mean, it's fall now. It is. Summer's fall. Over, dadgummit.
And we're going to talk about that, what it's doing to our fishing here a little bit.
But the Cats played. What did you think about the Cats game against South?
I was going to ask the bearded one because you know how close he's always on his
prognosticator.
Always. So let's go. Cats this week with Eastern Kentucky. That'll be a tough one.
I think it should be a lot of fun, actually. And I, of course, think that the Cats are going to walk away with it. I was actually pretty proud to see all the heart that they gave in that game last week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Southern Miss had them kind of on the ropes a little bit. They were coming back, and they still did not let them back into that game.
And there's a team that had one back that ran for 170 yards against them last year, and they only ran for 55 yards as a team this year. Right. So.
But they, you know, it's kind of.
I love them, but golly, show me something different.
Yeah, that was my
they
whole
got all wrapped
right
up in that offense. Was I mean, the Wildcats okay, but
no, it's not.
I agree. I'd like to have seen Drew Barker. You know why the Wildcat worked when you had Tim Tebow? Because he could also throw. Why did it work when you had Randall Cobb? Because he could also throw.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe had, I think, about 6 or 7 yards off of the Wildcat all day. I mean, it really did not work.
That
for
got
him
on my nerves.
All.
That really did.
And they kept going to it, even after it had been proven that it wasn't going to work. And that's what, that annoyed me.
All right, give me a score.
A score? I'm not giving you a score.
Let's go. Give me a score.
Let's go 35-10.
35-10.
45-14.
Keith says 45-14. All right. Doug says 45. I like that 45-14 is pretty good.
That's pretty dang good.
Pretty good. Except I'll say 40. So I'll be different. I'll say 45.
You heard about that? You heard about that football coach that had a real star quarterback and he was playing, you know, up and down. Got hurt. They wanted to rest him for a series of downs, so they run their second string quarterback in. Said, "Listen, don't do nothing stupid. Run it to your right the first time. Run it to your left the second time. Run up the middle the third time. Then punt it." Said, okay, everything be good. So, first play, he run it to the right, 15 yards. Second time, he run it to the left, 23 yards. Third time, run up the yard up the middle for 41 yards.
Well, that'd
then,
be fun.
Then he punted it. He did exactly what the coach told him.
That's why you like coaching,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's why I like coaching.
All right, so high school, who's the team in town that's the best so far?
It's hard to tell, but I think Lexington Christian's doing a heck of a job. Frederick Douglass came out swinging.
They win one?
They've done a really good job. They beat Tate's Creek, which was a big game, and they had off last week. They played in their opening week. They played Danville and got beaten pretty badly, but Danville's really good.
Danville's pretty dang good.
I listened on the radio. I was coming home listening to the Danville Bowl County game, and they won on last-second field goal. That was a dandy.
That's fun.
Sound like those two pretty
those
good
two
teams.
Those two already – they're always after each other.
Oh, hey, Walker Wood, is he going to play at all for UK?
Not this year, I don't think.
Is he redshirted?
I don't think he's redshirted, but I think they're just going to throw him around in a bunch of different positions and stuff.
See what he can play.
But he wants to play quarterback. Can't blame him there. He doesn't really have the size, though, but he's an athlete. He's a guy that you want on your team regardless, and you'll figure out something for him.
You know what's wild? I saw Drew Barker. Well, saw him. He worked at our bank for a little while. He's a big kid.
He's a big guy.
I didn't realize how big he was, but, I mean, he's 6'3 or 4, and he's probably 220, 225 maybe. He's a big kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought he'd get to play some the other day, and I hope he does good because
I was very
impressed with him.
Yeah, I'm pulled for it.
And it's kind of funny because he's playing this week. He lives with a guy who's a wide receiver for Eastern.
Oh, really?
He walked on at UK. The two of them had played at Connor together, high school. Walked on at UK. They live together. And there was a nice little article done. I don't know if Mark Story did it or somebody did it, but I pulled it up and got to read about the two of them. And,
that's pretty neat.
So it's kind of a cool deal. Yeah. All right. I went fishing at Harrington. Did I fish the tournament? No, I was gone. I couldn't fish the tournament.
No, you didn't.
So I fished Sunday night because I had Monday off.
Right, right.
So I went down and fished Sunday with my little brother. And
no bites?
No, we had some bites. And the fish we caught were good. Mm-hmm. You know what I did? Matter of fact, this past week, I caught my first fish in the jumps.
Really?
And they weren't coming up a lot, but I just you know me, I love fishing jumps, and one come up, and it was probably 2.5-3 pounds. It was a nice fish.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't come up anymore.
Just at one.
One time
he's
came up.
He's hungry, showed himself, messed up.
He's hungry, and he messed up, and I hooked his butt, too. But I was hoping there'd be some more, but with the weather like this, I got to think in a few little bits.
How much did the lake come up, Harrington Lake?
It's right the same as it was.
Okay, then we didn't get a great deal of rain around the house there.
Well, think about it. They'd been yanking the heck out of it. So as it was raining, it was going
to. Yeah. I went to Barron Labor Day. I got up early Monday morning, took off, went down there by myself. And when I got there, it was beautiful. It was a not cool morning, but just about right, 65 degrees probably, put the boat in. Wasn't a boat in sight. I went.
On Labor Day?
On Labor Day. And this was early. I got there right at daylight. Went across the lake, had a limit in about 15 minutes. Well, about 30 minutes took me to catch a limit. All of them 3-pounders. Caught them all flipping. The lake is up about 5 foot in the bushes. So I was just tore all to pieces. I got my little camera out and filmed a little bit of it. So it's pretty fun. But anyway.
I didn't get any pictures, by the way. I told you to send me pictures.
I've got a couple. I didn't take many. I was by myself. It's hard to take a picture by myself. It is. But anyway, I went
GoPro
down the lake.
Working.
Yeah, I got that. I got one on GoPro. But I fished around there, and then about, I don't know, 9:30 or so, caught a couple more, and then here come a boat, here come another boat, and then here come 10,000 boats. And it got up to almost 90. It was 87 or 88 when I left. I left down there about 2 o'clock, and they kind of quit biting. I mean, I thought I'd catch them all day in the bushes, but I didn't. I didn't catch probably but 8 or 9 keepers. But they's all 3 to 3.5, 4 pounders. They were nice.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh,
fun.
I know it. Well, it's getting that time of year when you get that water up and you like to do that.
Oh, gosh. That's my favorite way to fish.
Oh, I know. And it's fun to do. This is.
You know, we're acrobatic because I like to catch my fish flipping and you like to catch your fish jumping.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have an Olympics for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm anxious to go. I'm going to try again this weekend, I think. I'm going to go watch a football game Saturday or today and see how the boys do. I always try to go to one game a year.
Mm-hmm.
Mama likes to go because she likes to put on her little blue. And depends where we sit. If we got bad seats, she don't like it. So.
Mm-hmm. Who was C.M. Newton's son? What's his name? Oh,
Martin.
Martin Newton. Remember, he got us tickets. You and I were fishing.
Oh, that's right.
We were fishing at Mallard Point, and you got a phone call, and you said, "Well, let me ask this guy right here." And you said, "You want to go ball game?" I said, "Sure." So we quit fishing. And
what game did we go to? Was it cold?
It was chilly, but it wasn't cold. It was late September, but it was, it was the year after, what's his name left that threw the ball all the time?
Tim Couch.
Yeah, yeah. They had Lorenzen. I think Lorenzen was quarterback.
The hefty lefty.
But we won the ball game. Who was it? South Carolina? Somebody.
I don't remember.
It was a fun game.
I think it's a great atmosphere. I think college football is the greatest atmosphere in all of sports.
It is. It sure is.
I'm not much on pro football and all the crap they're doing right now, so I wouldn't walk across the street to watch a pro game right now.
Of course, that opens this week, doesn't it?
Yeah, this will be their first
weekend. Sure does.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm a pro football guy.
Are you?
Thursday night.
Keep the politics out of it.
Well, yeah, but still.
I wouldn't walk across the street to watch these clowns. If they can't stand up, they're making millions of dollars because they
live in this
country.
Stand up and look at the flag.
Nobody on my Bengals is doing it.
Stand up and look at the flag.
Bengals don't have anybody do it, do they?
No.
No.
Bengals are good, see? So support the Bengals.
I'll support the Bengals. What about the Browns?
I don't care about the Browns. Screw the Browns.
Well, the Browns, as bad as they are, they got a bad team. They don't win. Now they got 10 guys that won't stand up.
That won't stand up for the flag.
Yeah.
Respect the country where you're making your money or leave it. Well,
I had a couple of guys I played baseball with that wouldn't do that either.
Really?
No, they said they were something, religion. And the national anthem come on, they wouldn't come out in the dugout at all. And I thought there was going to be a fight one day because Kirk Gibson, this is my last year with the Tigers, Kirk Gibson got in one of them's faces. You know, on the 1st and 15th, you ain't afraid to go in there and get that paycheck that the country allows you to get.
Exactly.
And they're paying you pretty darn good, too.
Exactly.
St. Patrick's, they wouldn't go out there for that. That was just stupid stuff. I tell you, people, you just quit being stupid. You know what I mean? It's
what's wrong with this place.
It is. That's what's wrong.
But back to the Bengals.
Okay. Yeah, back to the Bengals.
Taking on the Ravens Sunday.
That's their first game?
Yeah.
In Cincy?
Biggin, yeah, in Cincy.
Whoa, dude.
Should be a lot of fun.
That's right, because the Reds are in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That'll be a good one.
A lot of fun.
So is there excitement in the air for the Bengals this year?
I think there is. A lot of people are very optimistic. I think that this
Have they added anything?
Yeah, they have. Unfortunately, one of the big pieces that they have added is out for the first two games, John Ross, the wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Washington. He ran, I believe, a 4.240. Pretty
just
fast.
Moving along pretty good.
Yeah, pretty fast. So, unfortunately, though, he's going to be out for the first two games. Also, they've got some pretty good pieces. Unfortunately, Burfict's going to be out for first three games.
He's got a propensity for getting hurt,
yeah,
doesn't
but,
he?
Well, no, this is a suspension for a hit during a preseason game that was absolutely ridiculous, and it makes me hate Roger Goodell. It makes me really dislike the NFL in general. I like my team. I hate the NFL.
I just had to draw it out of him.
Yeah.
See, first you would have thought when you listen to this conversation, he loves the NFL. All you had to do is talk with him. He'd draw it right out of there.
I love my team. I just hate the NFL because it's ridiculous.
If you've seen at Josh's house, he'll have.
He
got Bengals stuff all
Bengals
over the place.
Bengals everywhere.
And Marvin Lewis seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah. I love Marvin Lewis. I have a love-hate relationship with Marvin Lewis because I think that it's time that we kind of move on past mediocrity, and I would like to get a playoff win. But then I look back to what life was before.
He didn't say win in the playoffs. He just said playoff
exactly.
win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then I look what life was before Marvin Lewis, and then I'm like, well, maybe we're fine.
What disappointed me? Here's my Bengal interest. What disappointed me this year is Kenny Anderson did not get a sniff in the Hall of Fame. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer, absolutely.
I mean, you look at his record, I think he's a Hall of Famer. But, you know, he's so humble about it. He never said a word. But we had this talk when he was up at our golf tournament this year, and we kept promoting it and pushing him. He just kind of, you know, if it's supposed to be, it's going to be. If it's not, there's not a whole lot I can do about it. He said, my career's over. I can't go out and throw any more passes, which is true. But I think Kenny Anderson should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
I wouldn't say it to his face because he's a real hemorrhoid. Is anyway, he? Yes, we'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDAT, and they will be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from Big League Fishing.
Very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything
they have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by. Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson in the studio with the bearded one, Josh Toppness.
The bearded football fan. Hey, did I tell you about the guy that was the football coach at the college? And this big kid come in, you know, big old country boy, great big old boy, walked in. They said, man, look how big that boy is. We need to get him a scholarship. I said, I believe he can play football. I said, boy, do you ever play football? He said, never tried. He said, well, let's go in the weight room. I said, can you pick his weight up? He picked up 500 pounds, just jerked it up like it wasn't nothing. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, can you run? The guy out there in the gym, to run. Ran a 3.940 or something, just flew down. They were just slobbered all each other. They said, well, can you pass a football? He said, well, I ain't never ate one, but I believe if I eat it, I can pass it.
You know, you've been burging too long. I'm sorry, folks. Listen, he got the croup going and everything. What are you drinking, by the way?
Something to make me better.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I know what it looks like, but
it's that Mio Energy.
Oh, does it work?
So, well,
are you not drinking a Zija today?
No, I don't have any more Zija. I need to get you some.
I got some.
Have you?
I'll get you some.
I need some Zijas.
Yep. And it'll make you act more normal.
I haven't had any for probably 3 months now. I've been out a while.
Hey, you went down to Barron's. You tried to do anything other than flip?
I threw a chatterbait some, threw a swim jig some. It's just really flooded, a lot of floating debris.
What kind of watercolor did you have?
It was pretty clear, and that was when I crossed the bridges there at Beaver and Skaggs. It was muddy. Peter Creek was kind of muddy, but now the main lake was fine. But yeah. I threw a chatterbait some. I tried to I threw a buzz bait a little bit, but it kept getting hung up in all the stuff. There's quite a bit of floating stuff around the bank. So
what about throwing at this time of year? Is a Carolina rig out of the question now?
Probably not, but you know, I never did like to fish that kind of stuff when the lake is rising. The lakes, you know, usually that type of thing is better when the lake's falling. It pulls them on the points and stuff. Yep. And I'm sure they're pulling the water right now, so there'll probably be a good Carolina rig bite going on, that sort of thing. But once I got a couple flipping bites, I was done.
Yeah.
You know, you can catch them in the bushes. I had about three others on that wadded me up down in it, and I couldn't get them out.
Yeah.
I'd had a real good day if I got them.
And you love doing that, too. I can't wait, because I want to go do that, too. So.
And that, I don't
We're going next weekend. We're going to go fish.
Yes,
we'll
go back down there. I'm sure it'll be out of the trees by then. But
it's all right.
We'll go down there and just have fun.
Well, you know we're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I went down, speaking of that, and talked to my buddy, Danny McSorley, over at Marine Works, and I said, how's your boat running? I said, I don't feel like I'm getting the right RPMs out of this thing. So he came, tuned it up a little bit. He says, y'all get a little more juice out of it now. And said, fix my aerator. So we got that aerator working good.
He's
very good.
Good and as honest as it comes. I have a lot of respect for Danny.
And so my little low boat is running. It's so perfect for down in Harrington.
Mm.
I mean, it's just.
It is perfect.
Perfect for Harrington Lake. I'll be down there in it in 25 minutes or so. And
you know, I was thinking about your boat Monday when I was at Labor Day, when I was down at Barron, because the last time you and I went down there, we took your boat, remember?
That's right.
You was brand new.
Oh, that's right.
We put it on the trailer. Remember how high it was, and we were fishing those trees, and you caught a couple good ones out in front of those trees, and that guy was water skiing.
Yeah.
No, it was on a tube. And Josh turned that boat right in front of us and took that tube right into the trees, right in front of it, didn't they?
Yep.
Little kids on it. I said, what are they doing? I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you got to be careful, because some people, as soon as they get their license to drive a boat, they get their idiot's license.
Yeah, well, there's no license. That's the problem. I was getting ready to say it.
There's a license.
They don't have brakes. Boats don't have brakes, and I don't think these people realize that.
That's the big one right there.
And there's no boats yellow line in the middle of the lake. They don't know to go right or left, so it's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people will cut. If you're fishing a bank, and they got a pontoon or whatever, they'll cut right in front of you and don't think a thing about it.
It's a whole lot like driving straight through Lexington about
5 miles. I knew that was coming.
Another thing is jet skis. People don't really know how to handle jet skis.
They
get on them first time that they've ridden them, and take off and be going fast, And there's a lot to jet skis. You can't turn unless you're giving it gas.
Right.
And little things like that, you shouldn't be going full speed from the first day that you get it.
Well, and you know what, too? A no wake zone on a lake is sort of like a yellow light on a stop light.
Yeah.
I mean, yellow just means go faster or slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not much. Because it's amazing up in the creek where I'm up in Cane Run, how many people are pushing a lot of water with these pontoons and some of these big old cruisers.
You need to follow your daddy's footstep. Mr. Flynn would stop them from doing that.
We will.
Bobby Flynn would.
My dad would holler at you right now. I don't care who you were. If you came down there as an admiral of some fleet, he'd be screaming at you, hey, slow that boat down. He misses that. You know, that's one thing he hadn't been able to do, and why he misses getting down to lake fishing.
And he's put some time in down there, hasn't he?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to make
caught
up
lots
for it.
Of fish down there.
That little green boat caught a lot of fish,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, it did.
I hope that little red one starts getting hot here pretty soon. I keep throwing. You know, I've been down a couple of times. I've run down for an hour. I've been down there and try to throw that jerk bait some. It's still, I know the water temperature is a little warm, but you think if fish are suspended that the jerk bait would work all year round.
They hit shad, don't they? I don't understand.
I know.
I used to fish the floating model a lot. Have you been throwing the suspended model?
I've been throwing the deep diving suspended model.
Throw the floating model like the old Palace.
Yeah.
And where it can come back to the surface. You'll catch some fish on that, I promise.
Okay, that's not what I've been doing.
You have to wait on them to jump. You can throw it down a bank just like a pop-R or something. You'll catch some fish on it.
I can do that. All right, that's what I need to start doing. I've been kind of relying pretty much on the deep diving one, which the one that I picked up down there at Cumberland and just loved. Because remember that day we were catching them on that thing?
We're going to catch them this winter, buddy.
I know.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm excited about getting going this year.
Me too.
So,
it's a sickness, isn't it?
It is a sickness.
You just have to add water.
Just add water. All right, when we come back, we're going to really get serious about this fishing stuff. You're listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, we're back. Big League Fishing. Doug and Josh and Keith are all sitting in here having a big time today. The weather is absolutely outstanding.
Man, isn't it nice? It's really nice.
It's great for anything you want to do.
Yeah, I just don't like winter, and I know what's coming.
I know, so I don't like it either.
I can't enjoy fall. Like in spring when it gets 70s, I think, all right.
How about what that mess is coming with Harvey?
Oh, my goodness.
185 mile an hour winds.
Irma.
Irma. That's Harvey's, right. We had Harvey.
And that's Jose's right behind him.
I beg your pardon?
Jose.
There's another one?
Yeah, right behind Irma.
Wow.
Following the same track. They don't know if it's going to come to the U.S. or not, but it's right behind
200
us.
And something mile an hour gusts.
Wow.
I can't even imagine that.
That's more hot air than any fishing tournament we've been at, isn't it?
It would sure challenge it. But, that's nasty with the people. My buddy Johnny Bench left and brought his kids up to Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah, he
because
lives in Jupiter.
Storm.
Because the storm's
that's,
coming.
Well, that's wise.
I saw Key West look like it was going to get just hammered. Puerto Rico, where Olga's from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was headed right to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see how it bounces out. I don't guess anybody knows for sure until it happens. But, man, get ready. And, folks, get out. I got another friend lives down in Myrtle Beach, which is not – no, can't be there. Hilton Head,
yeah.
And someplace down in that area. And he said he's coming up this way.
Yeah, they're thinking it could make landfall there if it takes the eastern turn.
They just don't know. I mean, that's –
yeah.
Wow.
It's ugly. It's ugly.
We were at Disney World last October, and Matthew came through, shut Disney World down for a day.
Wow.
And we took off. I got up Thursday morning.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
You guys had to leave early and everything.
Yeah. We were there for the rest of the week, and Thursday morning got up, and the governor was on there saying, get out. So we packed our bags and took off. It took us a while to get home, too. There's a lot of cars coming through.
Oh, yeah. Like Key West, there's only one way to get out of Key West.
Yeah.
You got one road to get across there, and some of those roads are like that. You just
yep.
Hilton Head was like that. Once you get on the island, you got one road, so get your rear end out, man. Get to high ground if you can.
One year I was fishing a tournament over in North Carolina, and I think it was Hurricane Dennis came through, and it hit the coast of North Carolina about a week before our tournament. And went through and dumped a bunch of rain, circled out, went out into the ocean, and circled and came right back in the same spot.
Dang.
Remember that? It made a big loop and came right back across North Carolina a second time. Dropped about 9 or 10. It wasn't like anything like Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But dropped about 10 or 12 inches of rain. Well, Kerr Reservoir just jumped. I mean, it was always low in the fall. Well, it was 15, almost canceled it because they didn't have one or two ramps you could put in.
Yeah.
And I went down there for regional, went up in this creek, second flip, I caught a 6-pounder. God, I never caught so many fish in my life. It was the funnest tournament I believe I've ever fished. Caught like 40-some pounds in 2 days.
Wow.
It was awesome.
All right, that's kind of days. I want to keep that thought in mind. That's what we need when we start fishing these tournaments.
Yep.
Because we're going to Barron, and the water will probably be out of there by the time we fish it next week.
Catch them. I was down there a couple weeks ago, and the water was low and caught a few. So.
Yep, flipping?
No, I caught these casting,
okay.
Cranking and spinner baiting. Couple on top water.
Normal.
Caught,
hate that to top water. And they gonna be on top water.
Caught some on that bank that you and I won that tournament on a few years ago.
That little shallow bank.
Yeah,
a
little shallow bank. Ooh, caught a big one.
Don't tell nobody that.
I ain't gonna tell nobody.
No, we come. Everybody was.
I ain't gonna tell you. I'm gonna blindfold you before we get you in the boat.
I don't care. Just let me see where I'm going afterwards. I don't mind. I might even put new line on my pole if we go.
Yeah,
do that.
I would say that's a pretty much a guarantee.
I ain't changed in a while now.
Really?
No, I haven't had to. I hadn't had nothing yanking on it too much lately, so I hadn't changed. Although Brad and I, you know, we had that 1 second, and we went right back the next week, same place. That's stupid. We didn't catch nothing, and we looked around. There wasn't a boat near us, and we went, we got the whole thing to ourselves, and we know why.
Well, they only had 4 boats in Friday night's tournament at Gwin Island this past week, but still took 13 pounds to win.
4 boats?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'll head for because you know it was storming, rainy.
Oh, that's right. That's
some,
right.
Hurricane Harvey.
I wasn't here. I was up in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was nasty. It was a brutal day. It was just.
And they still caught 13 pounds.
Caught 13 pounds. Yeah.
Tell you what, there's some boys that can fish down there now. Well, Harrington's still doing good. Hey, talked with John Webb, trying to put together a little series. This year, you know, he had 3 tournaments, and if you qualified at one of them, then they got the fish off at the end where you get a chance to win a boat. And so next year they're going to do a little 5-tournament series.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked a few people if they would sponsor it. We've already got a couple of sponsors that are going to throw $1,000 in the thing. So,
well, good.
So you'll have a guaranteed $1,000 right off the get.
Yeah.
And then with the entry fees and everything, they're going to pay pretty good. So. Which is a nice idea.
Yeah.
It's a nice idea. Yeah. So, and they're building a new weigh-in station down there.
Really?
Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
At Pandora. I mean, it's going to be concrete with a hood, with tanks, fresh running tanks with electricity and everything. So you can weigh your fish in. And
That's all right.
So that's.
Will they show us where to catch some down there? That's what I want to know.
No, I'm getting a better. Hey, I got a couple of new spots I haven't showed you.
Oh. Yeah. Being secretive, huh?
Well, yeah. I know Brad might get mad at me, but he ain't going to fish this week, so what's he care? I'll go back to them. No, I can't get off his spot, so can't get on his spot.
That. I don't do that. You know that.
I know. But anyway, I'm going to try it again this Saturday night, I think, maybe. I don't know. I'm going to the football game. Will depend. Still got my sick puppy at home. I got to get well. He's not doing good. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we did pick up another dog.
Oh, my goodness.
We got Jackson now.
Your house is going to the dogs, ain't it?
We got Keith Douglas Jackson.
Keith Douglas Jackson.
How about that? You don't spell Jackson. Yours like we spell ours, I'm sure. Do you spell yours J-A-X?
No.
All right. Ours is already named. He's a 2-year-old golden retriever. J-A-X-S-O-N.
Those are good dogs, though.
Oh, they're great dogs. Well, now I got 3. But one of them, we're not sure how much longer we're going to have him. We got tough times at home with him. Poor little Cody. Send your prayers out. We just hope he doesn't suffer too much, and we ain't going to let that happen. Because we got the largest dog house in the world at my house.
I agree
if you walk in, dogs are more comfortable than people.
That's what it should be.
Dog hair is a condiment. It's a wardrobe. it's a little bit of everything. Yeah. A little bit of everything.
I'm accessorizing with dog hair.
That's it.
You came down one time and left your jacket in my boat.
Oh, God.
You told me, you said, did you see if I left my jacket in your boat? And I went there and dug in the back of the boat, Josh, and pulled his jacket out, and there was dog hair everywhere.
Everywhere.
Said, yep, it's in here.
Everywhere. Can't miss it, man.
I've got an Australian Shepherd, so I can relate.
Does it shed much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say, I mean, I know our Goldens do shed a lot.
Spring, fall, that's when you know, when they're shedding those coats, that's when it gets bad.
Wow.
I guess that's part of the deal. We don't have kids, so we got dogs. That's the way it is.
I've shed a little bit of my hair, you know. spring and fall and summer and winter.
Hey, you know what these rascals did to me on TV this week?
No telling.
We were talking, one of our topics was beards. We were doing the pre and the post game show with the Reds. I did it Friday and Saturday night. So my buddy Jeff Pecoral was gone, so I'm doing it with Brian Giesenschlau. And
who?
Yeah. Giesenschlau?
Giesenschlau.
Oh, wow.
Beater
Giesenschlau. Brian
Giesenschlau.
I hope he listens. I'm going to send him a tape of this, see y'all making fun of his name. So Brian does the hockey up there, but he also does it with Pick, and he's very good.
What's
very
his
friendly.
Last name again?
Kaiserslautern.
Gesundheit.
Brian Giesenslaut.
I'm sorry.
Gesundheit.
Brian, I'm sorry, but these guys, I mean, they're both from Kentucky, and they're acting like it. So we're doing the game. So anyway, where was I going with this? Look at Munson. He's lost it. So anyway, we're talking about one of our topics is beards. All right? He's got the giggles. He can't stop. All right, beards. And I said, no, I can't do it. Have I already said this story?
No, go ahead.
I'm not telling you. So anyway, we're talking. I said, I couldn't do it, man. And the next thing you know, they're showing a picture of me with the big afro on there.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I could do afro.
Yeah.
Well, of course you could. We saw it. We've seen some great pictures.
But
of
I couldn't
you
do that.
Afro.
We had a picture of you and the dog. And
that's the same one. It's the same one. It surfaced again.
That's great.
I know. I'm gonna take
that's
that thing
Googled.
Off. Can you? It's Google. Can yeah. you go in there and take those things off?
Maybe. Know. I'm not gonna tell you how though.
Josh would know how because he knows. He's
I'm not gonna tell you how though because I want it on there.
I'll ask Bailey. She'll know.
Yeah, we'll go ask Bailey.
That's now. A quick search.
Yeah, oh, it is a quick search. It's amazing how whoever does this stuff, that's the things they think are important to put on.
Yeah.
And you have no control over them, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Do you, Josh?
Are you doing any more red stuff this year?
I got one more game. That's next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, next Sunday. I'll do, because Marty's doing his golf tournament. He'll head down to do Belterra. That's the one. He'll head to Belterra on Sunday, and I'll fill in. Then I'll drive over to Belterra afterwards and play in the golf tournament.
Okay. That's, you do it every year just about, don't you?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Because all the broadcasters go, and I'll be with
– they're doing the radio, was that correct?
Radio with Jim Kelch, probably.
So probably only got a couple, 3 more weeks of the season.
They don't have
you?
Much. Yeah, it's running fast.
Yeah,
now gosh. They're on a 3-game win streak. And Milwaukee's right in the hunt, you know, for a wild card and a second place in the division.
If they just put – man, they've just blown it because their division is the weakest in baseball, I guess.
It's the weakest, and all they had to do is have decent pitching.
Decent
not
pitching.
The worst pitching in all of baseball, but decent pitching mm-hmm. with the offense that they've scored this year. You know, because you look at it and you say, all right, here's what we're going to have to win. Jeanette's going to have a big year, and he did. Joey Votto's going to have a good year. Duvall's going to have a good year. Suarez going to have to – they all have.
Yeah.
They've had good years. Kozar, they've all had good years, and you're still 17 games out
that's
under 500.
Unbelievable.
So, I don't know.
I'm an Indians fan, though. They won, what, strung out 10 or 12 in a row now?
Oh, no, you're a Jay Bruce fan. That's
I'm a
why.
Jay Bruce fan, but I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, too.
Well, they got him now. You know, we've run out of time again.
Again.
I know.
It's not fast enough for most people.
I know. Which shows us if we really had anything to talk about in an hour, it would not be enough. Hey, we hope you have a wonderful time. Let's go fishing.
I'm ready to go. But
all right.
It's time. I mean, it's cool weather. The fish are going to start chasing those shad. It's going to get good.
Yeah, it's going to get really good. The weather's perfect to get out there. Of course, it's not even bad. Perfect time.
No.
And by the way, if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you somewhere on the water for Keith and Josh and Doug. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network. Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, everybody. This is Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, you know, the famous radio guys from...
Famous, very famous.
And we just want to tell you about friends of ours over at Sportsman's Warehouse, because we are addicted to the outdoors, and we're also addicted to fishing and camping. And, I mean, everything we
need. They have everything you need.
Fishing poles, they got them?
They got them.
What about baits?
They got them.
Hey, Josh, what about camping equipment?
They've got all the camping equipment you could ever need.
So everything you would ever want to fulfill your outdoor needs, go to Sportsman's Warehouse, because not only will they put you in the right equipment, they'll put you in the right clothes to do it too. How about that?
And they got candy by the cash register.
Yes, they do. You heard it right here first. Sportsman's Warehouse. Tell them that Doug and Keith and Josh said to come on by.